There is just one change in that Donegal GAA Executive Board for 2019 following last night's convention. Ed Byrne, the outgoing PRO, replaced Lee McElhinney as one of the county's representatives on the Ulster Council. In the only vote of the night, PJ McGowan received 61 votes, Ed Byrne 52 votes, and they were elected ahead of Liam McElhinney, who received 38 votes. The remaining officer board was re-elected unopposed. The position of PRO vacated by Ed Byrne under the five-year rule was not filled. There was a good deal of discussion on the audited accounts presented by the county's new treasurer, Alan Boyd, who was only 2 months in the position. Much of the focus was on the €350,000 deficit between current liabilities and current assets, with speaker after speaker, including former Taoiseach Mary Coughlan and Secretary of the St. Alls Club, questioning the €600,000 owed by the County Board to creditors. The Treasurer acknowledged this was a huge figure and that some of it was historic debt dating back 3 and 4 years, and while it posed problems, it was not an insurmountable one to pay over time. The chairman also referred to the matter in his address and insisted that the creditors would be paid. The auditor in the Bonner of Bonner, Gale and Company Chartered Accountants insisted, contrary to what had been discussed on a radio station all day, the account showed a profit for the year of €7,267 on an income of €1.4 million and an expenditure of just a little over €1.4 million. Advice from Co Park on two motions of First Club and Catchment Areas has been sought after arguments were made that the motions were the business of County Committee and not for County Convention. A third motion forwarded for annual Congress that no county be allowed to nominate Co Park as a home venue for Super 8 games was passed.